Hey there, welcome to another episode of Island Turtle Talk presented by Balmy Spirit. I'm Island Turtle, and it's good to be back. It's been quite a bit since I've done another podcast episode, and I try to, preface every episode with a reminder that I'm all about flow. So these come out when they're meant to. Sometimes it's months in between. Sometimes there's only been like, I think a few where it's been like week to week, just kind of flowing with what wants to come out, what wants to be said. And there are some things that I want to share about some things I've been observing in the collective, and even just with clients and even with myself. I'm actually recording this the week of the full moon in Sag, just after Jupiter has gone into Cancer. It's actually Friday the 13th, which I'm going to be, if you can see the title, I'm going to be speaking on initiations and gates and interesting chambers we find ourselves in when we're going through these initiations and gates and liminal spaces. So also why I wanted to do this today, because I've recently come out of my own little chamber within a liminal space. And what I mean by liminal space I mean the literal space between two cycles, two very anchored realities, I think is a good way to say that. Initiations, really, as well. I've noticed in the collective and with my clients, as I mentioned before, that people are kind of exiting or entering certain initiations. Some people, it's not about initiation. Some people, it's just literally about some sort of new cycle, new path, new opportunities, new versions of self. All of these things, all of these things are essentially threads in the tapestry of reality. And I was sitting with my patrons and we were talking about this because I had put out a message a little while ago called the Red Path. I believe this was in April, if I'm not mistaken. It also coincided with a message around the synchronicity of 1010 and some people that were going through some major shifts in alignment in terms of these cycles, these initiations, aligning to certain paths, new beginnings, endings, all of that beautiful stuff. So we're going to get a little meta today in talking about this. So just trust that if the words are not landing immediately in the mind, consciously, just trust that the information's being seeded properly and that you're with me and you get it and you see it in whatever way resonates for you. Also want to be very clear about that. Okay. So let's start with talking about the Red Path. So the Red Path was something, like I mentioned, I channeled back in April. And recalling this message, the Red Path was this experience for some people in the collective of descent, even, or feeling, perceiving, believing, keywords here, that there was some sort of divergence to a path that they'd been walking, or making a choice to go in a completely different direction, or a little bit of a rabbit hole. Some people may have experienced this as a dark night of the soul. Some people may experience this as a path of ascension. It really was coming through as a descent, to explore the lower body, to explore primal forces, energies within us, to explore a little bit of the shadow, like shadow work, shadow integration, to move to that space of wholeness. These are all different ways people could have been perceiving this, experiencing this. And the way that spirit showed it to me, if you are watching the video portion versus listening, either way, use your imagination, magicians, to visualize with me. They showed me white and red energy. And I could see this like white path. Oh, I just got dizzy as I said this. I could see this like white path that at one point was entangled, intertwined with this red path. That's how they showed it to me, as threads of energy. And I saw the red path like literally diverge, go right, go, oh, we're going this way now. And the way it felt, even the way it looked in its vibrational manifestation, the way I saw it, was rough. Like, for lack of a better word, bumpy, a little difficult, is sugarcoating it, challenging. Oops, hold on, let me be human for a minute. Totally forgot to put that on do not disturb. Hold up, if you're listening, this is, I'm not editing this out. I don't edit my stuff like that. Hold on. Okay, my bad. All right, let's come back. That this red path was, yeah, it looked like it went a hard right. And it looked a little jaggedy, raggedy, while the white path looked relatively smooth and consistent. this was a choice. It was a free will choice. It was a presentation of like, hey, you could go this way and you could receive the benefits of a lot of growth, a lot of learning lessons, maybe even just, you know, some rewards for going on a harder path, or, you know, I'm almost getting the word sacrifice as I'm trying to talk about this again. I don't think that came up originally. And again, these are videos I post on YouTube, so you can go and watch that if you're resonating with this and you didn't see that before. But it was made very clear during that channeled message that it was a choice. It was a choice. It was not necessary. It had a bit of a side quest feel with great spiritual development rewards to do so. The wolf, I don't remember if the wolf came up then, but it's coming up now to be spoken on. Some of you who may have walked this red path or are about to, so that we'll come back to that, because there's some people exiting, some people entering. We'll talk about it. But the wolf may be a very primary animal guardian or guide. They're saying other animals as well. So we're getting into channel mode here, people, just letting you know. So whether you are exiting the red path, have exited, entering now, already entered, in the middle of it even, there are certain guides that are seeming to be wanting to be named, or at least recognized as guardians, to walk you through this path, to help you through this path. The wolf is very prominent. Owl is coming up a little bit. That might show up for people who are more towards the end of this red path before they realign to the white path. Interesting. But it's really, there's a lot of emphasis on the lower body here. There's other animals too, but these two in particular want to be named. Thank you. Deer is coming up as well. Thank you. Yeah, deer is coming up as well. I'm just sitting with this for a minute. Can feel Hecate coming up and crossroads energy. That we'll get to that too. That plays a role here. But yeah, the owl's coming up again. Towards the end of this red path, there may be perceptions of the owl, integration with the owl, recognition of the owl. Full circle recognition is also what I'm hearing, as there is a realigning, intertwining to the white path. Again, this, I'm just calling it that because it's literally, that's just the color they're showing. They're showing it to me as. And as this reemergence, this union, right, of self, it's really union of self happening here. You may perceive it in other ways, and your reality may be coming up in your reality in other ways, like through a relationship, for example. But it is a union of self. Yes. Yes. You may also, thank you. You may also associate this with a full system realignment. They're saying the root to the crown is what they're saying. I feel like this goes above the crown though, like even to like the soul star chakra, maybe even lower than the root, like to the earth star chakra. Just some food for thought there of what I'm seeing and what I'm feeling and perceiving, sensing. That realignment point is what they want to talk about right now. That realignment point, being on the red path and aligning back to the white path, can feel intense, as sugarcoating it. I think I even described it in that channeled message as like magnets, right? Where it's like when you have two magnets that are like ready to, right, come back together, or come to, interesting, back together, come together, as they feel the magnetic pull, right? It's like, you feel it. You can see it happening. But as like magnets get closer, they actually start to like reverberate very intensely, almost as if there is like a slight level of resistance, creating high levels of vibration. And then, right. And then they come together. And then there's stillness, is what spirit is saying. And then there is stillness. This is how you may experience this realignment for those who are going through that, about to go through that, or will go through that in the future. Just to give you a little bit of a seed of potentially what could play out down the line if you are just starting the path or you're in the middle of this red path, okay? Coming back in stillness. They just want to really emphasize that. And now they're bringing up the root to the crown again. The other thing that may coincide with this is obviously very physical sensations and reverberations through your physical reality, shakeups through your physical reality. Think about it, right? Going from the root to the crown, that's a huge leap. That's a huge leap. That's a huge jump. That's a huge alignment. You must go through the root to the sacral, the solar, the heart, the throat, the ajna, and also all these other little sub chakras. I don't think that's the best word for it, but there's so many energy centers on the body that are not just the primary chakra points that we all know and speak of, right? And also during this process, to be patient, now they want me to speak on the gates in these liminal spaces. So with any sort of leaping, aligning, excuse me, sorry, whether we're speaking about timelines, realities, quantum leaping, right? These two paths, right? We'll say red path, white path for the people who have visual. Excuse me. It's not like they actually just touch like this, right? It's not as if like you reach the end of the red path, you're going through the gates, the threshold. When we are exiting certain timelines, paths, right? Et cetera. Y'all know. Y'all know. If you listen to me and you jive with me, you know. Right? When you reach the end of initiation, they're saying, let's speak of initiation in this manner. So we're going to focus on this in terms of initiation because initiations do have very prominent thresholds, right? It's prominent gates, prominent final keys, right? To enter and exit certain initiations. And also understand too what initiation comes with and is. They said slow down. Yeah, I know. I'm like, I'm seeing a lot right now. When I say initiation, it's about to get a little noisy in the background. When I speak of initiation, I am speaking of entering a state, an experience, a cycle of learning. It's really what it is. It's learning. It's learning, it's maturation. It is a very pinpoint focus of attaining a certain wisdom. Going through initiation can feel like spiritual testing. And in a way, I think that's how we just to be totally honest with you, this is just my observation. This is not what spirit's saying. This is what I am saying as Island Turtle saying in this human vessel in my own experience of initiations. That we experience it as spiritual testing because as we are going through initiations, it is new, it is difficult, it's literally us trying to learn. But as we're learning, we are integrating the learning, turning that into knowledge, and then as we exit, we're turning that knowledge into wisdom. When you fully integrated a lesson, when you fully integrated an experience, learning, right? It's no longer difficult, it's no longer a challenge. But when we're in the middle of it, when we're in the middle of these experiences, we feel like it's testing us so intensely because we don't have that wisdom yet. We're there to attain that wisdom. But it doesn't mean that we are being intentionally punished. It doesn't mean we're being intentionally tested. We are literally just in that chamber of that initiation. Chamber just representing this container of this experience and this path. Right, of whatever path you are on, whether it's the red path or something else. There's so many different initiations and paths that we can walk, right? But let's come back to the main message here, okay? When you are in an initiation, yes, it can be challenging. I want to encourage you to remind yourself that it's not a punishment, it's a gift. It's challenging and it's difficult because you are literally integrating it. You are learning to discern, embody, walk in that wisdom. We can say lesson, we can say test. It's wisdom. You're there for wisdom. You're there to learn and embody wisdom of that initiation. Using words like testing is fine, but understand that that's a way for the human to understand, right? That's a way for our egos to digest this information easier, but understand that spirit's not testing you. Spirit's giving you the gift of wisdom. It's challenging because you're embodying that. You're learning to embody that wisdom. It is literally the process of integration. Okay. And with initiations as well, some people experience a lot of darkness because it is very challenging. But that's part of it, right? Because the ego's perceiving it that way. And I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying it is. It is. It's just part of the process of perception. So when it gets really tough and it gets really challenging, remind yourself you are being given the gift of wisdom. This is just how your ego, your consciousness is navigating, integrating it. to the best of its ability. Thank you. I'm hearing ascendant capacity. Yes. Our capacity to understand will set the stage of the experience of the difficulty and struggle of it. Spirit doesn't want us to suffer. It's not about suffering. It's just the way the ego perceives it because of our bandwidth of capacity to understand what's really going on in the big picture of things there, right? Right. Now, initiations can last. There's no, I was gonna give like examples, like there's no set timing on initiations, right? There's no set timings on initiations. It's very case by case basis, right? And also free will and all of that, and like how you are navigating all of that. So if you're finding you're in an initiation of some kind, again, please be very patient with yourself and understand that you've been given a gift to embody a certain wisdom. They're coming back to the red path a little bit, and we're going to come back to initiations again after that, of exiting initiations. That was, thank you. Sorry, so much information. I do remember that about the red path message, that it was a choice, but it was also a gift. And it may have come with some sacrifice. It may have come with letting go. And again, if you're just entering this, you may feel that. And even though it's a choice, some of you may feel like you do not actually have a choice. Some of you may actually feel like this is obvious to take this path. This is obvious because it's just it's being presented in such a prominent way, and other things don't feel good, or other things you can start to feel like, oh, I can keep going the way I've been going, or I can try something different. I can try something new. I can embrace this intriguing potential for massive development and change. Again, so you may be perceiving this as like awakening or ascension or shadow work or, et cetera. Yeah, some of you may feel like you don't have a choice as you're entering the red path. But let's talk about exiting. So when we exit initiations, a lot of people ascribe, and I am a believer in go with what resonates for you. I am just here to share my observations and my experience in hopes that for people who are struggling, that it can offer some support. That's all. Use your own discernment, please. Always, always, always. But upon exiting initiations, you start to get to a point of a threshold. Start to get to a point of a gate, if you will, right? And as we do this and we cross these thresholds, some are easier than others. Depends on you, your initiation type, experience, et cetera, all the things. But a lot of people ascribe to the notion that as we exit an initiation, we get a big test. Again, I want to highlight that just some food for thought, that maybe it's not a test, maybe it's that you've embodied the wisdom, but it's still a new embodiment, right? Just like with anything, if you have embodied something and years have passed and you've embodied it that long, you don't even think about it. It's part of you. It's part of your instincts. It's part of your modus operandi. For example, if you were a drug addict, just throwing it out there, if you were a hardcore drug addict, right, and it was really hard for you to like not go to certain spaces to do the things you used to doing as an addict, right? And then you decided to shift, you changed, right? You started to deal with that addiction. You started to deal with where that comes from, right? As time passed, was it hard to say no, right, to some of those options? Probably, right? But then as decades pass, do you even think about it nearly as much? No. It's that same thing, right? When you've embodied new information, which turns into knowledge, which then turns into wisdom, which is the knowledge and embodiment, like walking in that knowledge as a tool. It's in your tool belt now. You are still so close from where you were of when you were still learning and you were still embodying, that it can, again, feel like a test. It doesn't mean it is. You're just seeing it. And then it's just about making those consistent choices of sticking to the wisdom you've now attained and you're now embodying and you're now walking as you exit the initiation. And then you enter the liminal space. before you go to the next gate. So this is also something that was coming up recently. So speaking of gates, whether it's initiation, this is also applying outside of the realm of initiations. Initiations, paths, cycles, jumping timelines, etc. This is the meta part. I'm like, I'm actually asking Spirit, I'm like, do I even really need to go into the mechanics of this? Like, this is like, I don't know. So not a, like nothing is linear in our world, okay? Nothing about energetics is linear. Nothing. Everything moves in a spiral energetically, including these paths, including the energetic infrastructure of just all things in our world. So if we're speaking of whether it's initiations or jumping timelines, it's not like I mentioned, coming back, circling back before, right? It's not like you are at the exit gates of the initiation, and suddenly you're just on the other side in the new. There is space in between. There's space in between these dimensions. There's space in between these timelines. There's space in between these paths. Just like with math, like there's space in between 3 and 4. That is a liminal space, right? We could say 3, 3.1, 3.2, 3.3, or the space between 3.3 and 3.4 is 3.3 infinity until you get to 3.3 infinity 4, right? It's infinite spaces between these very solidly defined initiations, right? And timelines, etc. Right? You get it. You get the picture. So when you exit, you're in that liminal space. It can feel like a void space. It can feel like the unknown. And every time you experience this, it won't feel exactly the same as you've experienced it before for many reasons we don't need to get into here. For some, it may be very quick days. For some, it may be months, right? It's different for everybody in every situation. But I bring this up to say, as you exit the gates, whatever you're exiting, understand that as you navigate liminal space, the unknown, the vastness of potential, there's going to be this time where you are not at the gates of what's next yet. These liminal spaces is when it's really vital to stay aware and to stay focused. It could get really easy to get distracted, especially if you have a want or a knowing of what gates you want to go through next, where you want to be, what you want to experience. This is in terms of just your life. Speaking very plainly, just in terms of your life. What do you want to have going on in your home life, in your work life, in your relationships, you as a person, right? Or if you're more of a mystic, which if you watch me, you probably are a mystic. Most people who watch me are. The next chapter, the next wisdom, right? The next version of you, whatever. If you don't have a clear vision of that, that is also okay. Sometimes that becomes clear in the liminal space, the vastness of potential of all that there is, hence a void space, right? But in that void space, because it is a void space, because it is just infinite potential, sometimes, especially when the ego's there, which we're human, we have egos for a reason, right? It can get really easy to get distracted by the darkness of the vastness itself, to move into doubt, to move into fear. This is what Saturn Pisces was teaching us this entire time, right? Saturn's in Aries now. I may actually talk about that in this episode as well. There's so much to say lately. Saturn in Pisces has been was teaching us how to navigate liminal space. That's what Pisces is. Pisces is vast liminal space potential of anything, right? The cosmic womb, if you will. And our human minds, our monkey minds, our egos don't like it. We really don't, because we like tangible. We like tangible. We like what we can see. We like what we can believe in. We like what we can gauge. Even mystics, we rely on our intuition to kind of feel, to kind of see of, you know. And in liminal space, you can learn to do that. You can learn to be more present, to see what's actually available to you, to feel what is happening in the now, to navigate through those liminal spaces. But the main reason I'm speaking about these liminal spaces in terms of focus is it is a really easy time for our doubt, our fear, our insecurity, our egos to get exasperated and very uncomfortable, right? and can get our focus more on fear and doubt and uncertainty versus the awareness of, I am in a liminal space making my way towards the next gate, making my way towards that vision I have, that want I have, that timeline, whatever, right? So keep your focus. Keep your focus. Even when you are in the dark, there is always light, because out of darkness, there is light. And if you have your focus on that, that can help anchor you. Also, why being so connected and aware of self is so important, because no matter what goes on around us, no matter what liminal space we find ourselves in, we don't need to lose ourselves in it, right? So it's interesting because Saturn Aries actually is teaching us that a little bit, and we're going to get into that soon. So you make your way towards the next gate, right? Whatever that gate is. And just coming back to the red path, white path. If you resonate with that red path, white path message, again, the full video message is on YouTube. That particular channeled message of that alignment feels really intense and feels like a big leap, like a very long, extensive journey through the liminal space for some people. And when you get close to the gate, this is how you'll know that you will know that you're close to the gate. The energy gets really starts to reverberate a lot, where that could manifest in your reality, like certain parts of your life or reality start to get shaken up a lot or start to feel really uneasy. You may feel like kind of uneasy. You actually may start to feel like you get more energy, and then it's like almost like an anxious energy. You may start to feel like, wait, I actually need to ground more. I need to actually like be in silence more. These are little signs, indications that you're very close to the next gate, even if you can't fully see it yet. Okay. Again, this is specifically for those who resonate with this red path, white path, coming back on the white path, re-intertwining with that white path message. Okay. There was something else. There was something else that wanted to be spoken on here. Saturn Aries. Hold on. I'm checking in with spirit. Is that really important to talk about right now? Is it really? They said I could save that for the next episode. Oh, okay. So I guess we're closing. I guess we're closing out. So I didn't get super metaphysical on you as far as like the mechanics of why there is like liminal space with these gates. Again, just trust that knowledge has already just been provided and seeded through just the energy exchange we're having right now. Okay. But I am going to depart. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting just all of the endeavors over here with Balmy Spirit and everything that Balmy Spirit, that led up to Balmy Spirit and just everything that's coming in the future. I wish you all the best. Keep in mind, I am starting to post like little extra things here and there. I posted a forgiveness ritual earlier today. If you are navigating liminal spaces and things of that nature, I would really encourage you to check it out. It's posted on YouTube, and I also post it on Instagram as well, at Balmy Spirit Collective on Instagram and at Balmy Spirit on YouTube. Okay, I'm gonna go. Take care. Enjoy your day. Enjoy your night. And take care of yourself. Bye.